Welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser. Make me want to holler the way they do in my brothers and sisters' lives and the life that we're being forced to live because we are in the times of the end, Jacob's trouble, the tribulation. I'm your host, V the Preacher. This show is brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. This is a show that's unscripted. This is a show that's unbiased, unrehearsed, and designed to offend. We originally brought that up about offending because those of you that have buttons that can be pressed need to make sure that those buttons are removed. But it's a funny thing about truth is that you will be ousted, lambasted, criticized, and talked about for telling the truth. One thing about when you tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said. Truth comes from the core. Truth comes from the heart. Truth comes from a foundation of love. But most of those who desire to live in a lie have no desire to hear the truth because it destroys the illusion that is their life. Who wants to feel that they're accomplished and getting along just fine when suddenly you dump the weight of truth on them and they have to reconfigure their whole entire disposition, outlook, and perspective on life? Sounds like laziness to me. It's impossible to live a life that's conducive to success and remain lazy, because you got to keep it pushing. It's all about evolving through evolution and having the mindset that will allow you to take on new knowledge, new information, and not say I've arrived and I've got all the answers. This show is a call-in show. 213-769-0910 is a call-in number. I didn't put down what the topics were for tonight that we were going to discuss. But before we get into it, I want to thank all of you that have been supporting Social Change Action Network. I want to thank Elder Ardre for the fantastic teaching shows. He's been doing nothing but the truth. And through thy precepts, as we as Israelites come back to the Torah and Tanakh, we get together with the Hebrew Restoration Academy and go over some great lessons as we begin to be restored as a people and come back to our culture and better understand Black history prior to the transatlantic slave trade. Enough is enough of Black history revolving solely around Martin Luther King. That is not our Black history. Civil rights movement, that is not our Black history. The Most High willing, and we get to this fake, false, we'll take it, but this little patronizing month called February Black History Month, we'll try to have a show every night, Most High willing. Anybody wants to take the idea, please jump on board. All shows, all camps, a show every night revolving around real Black history prior to the transatlantic slave trade, about who we are as a people and where we come from. Our goal with the Social Change Action Network will be to have a different guest on every night that will host their own show and give information about who we are as a people and the descendants of the slaves and the forefathers of the slaves, and how the slaves came to be what they are, and how they got to and how we got to where we are in present day times as well. We don't want to just talk about who invented peanut butter and who sat on certain boards with the first president and things like that. Enough is enough of that. They've tried to destroy our history, and it's time for us to restore our history as a people. And for those of you who understand history as a people, you know that the Torah, the Tanakh, what they call the Bible, is really our Hebrew history book. So we're going to be getting back into that. And I want to thank, once again, Elder Ardre for the precepts he's been given. Those of you who've participated in the Hebrew Restoration Academy and the Assembly and the Shabbat classes that we have on the Sabbath every Saturday. As we begin to move into other times, the Most High willing, we will expand the shows. We've got some fantastic Hebrew sisters that want to come on board and start doing some teaching about what it is to be in this society, this civilization, and to be a Black woman who's trying to strive for righteousness and truth and not be a part of the stereotypical perception of Black women and African-American women in today's times, especially the ones that we see on reality TV that are a definite misrepresentation of my sisters that I know that are coming back to wholeness and coming back to themselves. So we're looking to do that as well. I praise the Most High that a lot of you are coming back to health. You're starting to understand that one of the fronts of this particular warfare that we are in has to do with our fight to be healthy, our fight to live, and our fight for wellness as it pertains to what we put in our body and what we allow to internally be given to us and put in our bodies by physicians. And we're starting to understand that food is medicine, herbs are medicine, that the Most High gave us everything we needed in the earth to be okay, which is why they try and taint the vegetables and the fruits. GMOs, genetically modified organisms, genetically engineered fruits and vegetables. And many of you are waking up to it, but still, with all of you that are waking up, I can still see a line around the corner from the McDonald's drive-thru, stretching around the corner for people dying to hurry up and put their orders in to decrease their lifespan just a little bit more with, what is that stuff they eat? A quarter pounder of death and a Mick heart attack and all this other stuff that they're ordering. Stuff is designed to kill you and to have you end up with some type of illness or sickness, but we're coming back to it. There's starting to be enough information out there for a lot of you to glean. So here at Straight No Chaser, I've decided to start compiling a lot of different topics and information in one show. Normally it's kind of late when I do this show, sometimes tired in my body, but I still feel like going forward to do this show because this show means a lot to me from its inception, which we were dealing with the ghetto, dealing with the community, and dealing with our social ills and how we're being ridiculed and how we're the laughing stock, but how Deuteronomy 28 says that these things would happen to us. That's where we were in our inception, but as time is progressing and we're moving forward, we're realizing that a lot of our people are waking up. Some still are asleep. So we've had to deal with those that come to this show that are awake, those that are sound asleep and not intending on waking up, and those who are just ghetto thugged out and who are just numb because they're intoxicated and inebriated. And so there's a lot of things we have to talk about and we have to cover in a short amount of time. But we also welcome you to be able to call in and to talk about what's happening in your world, current events, news topics. As we deal with this particular show, Straight No Chaser, like I said, it's out of love that we seek and desire to tell you the truth. And we know a lot of people have problems with truth. Truth is a very strange thing. The only people who are mad at you when you speak the truth are people who like to live a lie because they're living in the illusion and they're happy with it. If ignorance is bliss, our people are living in heaven. They're living a glorious, grand time. Well, you know what? It's kind of unsettling to find out that everything you've been participating in all your life has been a lie. But if you were one to position your life to say, I wouldn't put anything past anybody, and I'm transitional and transparent enough to move with the information, then you'll be one who will be successful in this last hour, because things will transpire in this last hour that's going to disrupt your very being. And so that's why we do shows like this, myself and others, to tell you the damn truth. It's an understatement, Jack Nicholson said in the movie, you can't handle the truth, because most people really don't even want to try and handle the truth. So we try to come correct with that. So, as I mentioned, tonight we're going to move into a few topics. Very brief show. Chat room is open for those of you who want to chat. If you want to call in, there's a few things I want to talk about, but we always get into the health topic, so I think I want to start with that this evening. There's a few things I want to cover as it pertains to, I was asked about some essential herbs and essential oils as it pertains to cleansing. Now, a lot of you always hear me talk about certain herbs that are there for cleansing because of all the metals and toxins that are in the air that we don't hear talk about anymore. The radiation that is so prevalent around us, connect that with all the food that's been tainted and altered. Just heard of a young lady, 16 years old, just died for no apparent reason whatsoever. And we're starting to hear more and more of teenagers just collapsing and dying. And we're also starting to hear more and more of vaccinations. New York appeals court just passed rules pretty soon that federally they'll be able to trump state laws and force vaccinations upon children. And that's where they're trying to get us to, a place of forced vaccinations, because there's still a desire to decrease population according to the Georgia Guidestones. What you're seeing is a collective effort on many different fronts to decrease population, control society, and back the common man into a corner to where he requests for a solution. You must first create the problem, and then you present the solution, and the problem becomes so great that most people will get in line for the so-called solution. And this is the kind of stuff we prepare you for on Straight No Chaser, to not only have a relationship with the Most High, but to be willing to have the testicular fortitude and the balls to not be a sheeple, to not go with the crowd, and to say no. There's a clip I'm going to play tonight of a brother, and I hope you're able to hear it good. If you can't hear it good, I'd like somebody to let me know in the chat room or to give me a call, because I was unable to load it the way I wanted to load it. So I'm going to play it directly through the computer. The clip had to do with a man, and when I come back, I want to take comments on it. And then after that, we'll get into some health topics. I'll tell you what, let's get into the health topics right now, and then I'll move into the clip, because we just always cover a few topics as it pertains to health. And what I wanted to cover tonight were some of the essential oils that people don't know about and some of the purposes, things that they can do. So let's move into... I want to say something about lemon, because most people just take lemon for granted. Lemon oil, it's light, clean, fresh, and citrus. It's been used for infections. It's a general tonic for detoxifying. It's good for fatigue, acne, physical exhaustion, digestion, depression, rheumatism, cold, flu, and skin care. So it's not just putting lemon in the tea or just eliminating that has its effects. Lemon is really powerful. What most people don't know is that lemon is also an antidepressant. And you talk about it being good for skin care. There's many things that you can use, like a lemon, within your own home that can deal with a lot of different diseases that these doctors give you drugs with side effects for. Moving from one citrus to another, let's look at orange oil. Orange oil is, its therapeutic actions are, it's an anticoagulant, it's an antibiotic, and it's a diuretic as well. It's, it's been used for constipation, eliminating toxins, overindulgent skin care, for nervous anxiety, disinfectant, and pretty much a general body tonic. Another oil I want to bring to your attention is patchouli oil. You probably heard of patchouli oil. It's an antiseptic, an antibiotic, an antifungal, and an antidepressant. It's been used for fungal infections, bacterial infections, constipation, uterine tonic, dandruff, insect repellent, insect bites, stress-related emotional disorders, substance addictions, dermatitis, athlete's foot, ringworm. Let's go to one more. Peppermint oil. Peppermint oil has been used for headaches, nausea, fatigue, apathy, coughs, digestive problems, bowel disorders, flatulence, and muscular pain. So these are some essential oils that can be used, things that you have around your house. Some of these things are easy to find, some are a lot harder to find. You'll want to do some research on sage oil and olive oil. All of these different oils are good for your body, and let's come back to help people as we're fighting to live. We're going to come right back after this song.
All I do is stay focused, looking straight forward at the world and beyond. I feel people pulling me down. I feel some pulling me up. I can't get stuck. I just keep moving forward. I got places to go, man. Let's go.
When the Yamaki Dian start and train, I we got a weapon more. Only the strong will continue. Do you have it in you? Cause we've got a journey to go.
Valley of the shadow of death, New York to Cali, for the money, power, respect is a journey. Some will get left behind, cause in life, you cannot press rewind. Get it right, you only have one first chance to make one first impression that lasts a lifetime. Reputation supersedes itself. Do you believe in hell? Babylon, greed for wealth. Do you deceive yourself and let your ego swell and disregard those who most need your help? Thick skin, the dark won't take my soul. Survive spiritual wars, see my wealth in the evil spell, but the faith is strong. I saw grown men fall when I was a youngster, but I clenched my fist, ready to go against whoever tied my Timbs and rise in the end.
But never say never, every goodie war better. Just be a go-getter, and always be clever in every endeavor. God trust it, thank God, but trust it in measure. You better try to pleasure, come your neighbor, string sever. The land and the treasure, work for whatever. Just say don't be a beggar, the Alpha Omega. We bless every soul, no matter which stain you prefer. The immortal stepper, we live in every skin, no matter which color leather. We never let we don't walk here, which kind of weather. You're destined to rise like the sun of Rebecca. Don't stop for a second, every man reckon. It sure would be good to be there. But I say an armaker when the gates are finally closed and the saints go marching
when
in.
When the Amadidian start get
trained, I get up and make it happen.
A lot of we got a weapon more.
We get up and we keep it going.
Only the strong will continue.
I'm a street lifer, always harassed by the sea ciphers. Chief like Geronimo with his peace pipe. I emerge from the street life. This for the homies who relate, know what it be like. My QB life, taking a turn to the Louis the 13th life. Twisted and mangled, sort of like Bruce Lee life. Cursed with his son Brandon. If that's you and me, Knight, I pray our fate's greater. I speak life, I still matter as a rapper, not doubting. Even Tony Braxton's how to deal with Frank Almond. How in the hell am I supposed to stay comfy when I pay child support alimony monthly? Got Maseratis and Ferraris.
Right there, he had it all, had the girl he wanted. I guess he did. She's screwing around on him. There's so much gossip out about what crazy niggas do out here in these streets. She's screwing around with an R&B singer. This song that was just on made me think about it, which is why I turned it off. Well, you got Nas talking about how he's messing around with a football player's wife while he's running across the 50-yard line. And he said the whole time while he was doing that, he was wondering what his wife was at home doing. She probably messing with the other athlete. That's just how much foolishness there is in our society, in our world. So this sickens my stomach, which is why it's even more important for us to start coming straight with No Chaser and getting this message out here. Too many of us tell people, especially when they seem successful, they got a little fame, a little money, we tell them what the hell they want to hear instead of telling them the truth, that your damn money don't mean nothing. and that your heart ain't right, your mind ain't right, your spirit ain't right, your soul ain't right, and it's demons after you, in you, on you, because the life you live in ain't going to last. Where's the wisdom? Where are the people with wisdom? Where are the older people, the elders in this world that know how to tell them something? And furthermore, man, all the stuff that everybody's trying to do is what's killing them and setting them off and opening up doors and portals for demons to live inside of them. Also, I just read the other day, this is in the news since we're covering current events, that there are over, you don't even hear this reported in the news, there are over 11,000 to 15,000 emergency hospital visits from synthetic marijuana. Yeah, that's the other thing you forgot about. The GMOs and the GEs are not just the vegetables, the meat, the fruit, the foods. They are creating marijuana in labs and infusing it with all types of toxicity, toxins, metals, poisons. What's the other stuff that they put inside of people when they're dead? They're putting all kinds of chemicals. And so the weed is actually killing people, something that people always say, oh, it comes from the earth. The Most High created it. No, now man is creating it. And it's actually altering the chemical makeup of our children and their brains, which in turn affects their soul and their spirit and how they think and how they function in society. And from the looks of it, man, they are not functioning. You take a young brother like that who had everything laid out for him to be successful and turn back and give to his community, but you know somebody else was pulling the strings. Which is why last week you heard me talk about fame ain't all it's cracked up to be. Let me ask you, do you have peace of mind? Do you have peace of mind? Peace of mind is worth, what, 5, 10 million? Or is it just priceless now? You ask me, peace of mind is priceless because it's so rare, because scripture tells us, and I said I don't like to preach on straight no chaser, but you need to know demons is real, that a new flurry of demons have been unleashed upon mankind. Everybody's sitting up here waiting on an antichrist and trying to see if Obama's antichrist and all this foolishness while they setting you up for full control. Demons have been unleashed on our society. More drugs, more poisons, bad food, and there are people all around you that are ready to snap in a heartbeat. Your life is in jeopardy every second of the day at your job, on the freeway, in the mall, at the movie theater. You have no peace unless you have the Most High in your life, and you're at a position where you say, no matter what happens to me, I know who I am, I know where I'm going, and I know who's with me. And that's real talk. Straight no chaser. Look here, I normally would cut to another song, but I'm going to play this clip. I need to know if you out there, if you can hear this clip, because I didn't get a chance to load it. I'm going to play it directly into the computer. This is about a man that wanted to talk to people about how to avoid being microchipped. Now check this out. Everybody thinks it's a microchip, since they put it all in movies. Everybody thinks it's a fake, it's a fallacy. Well, people, it's in the Obama health care bill that you will not be able to get free health care unless you have a two-way radio device implanted upon you. So the chip is going to be there. But as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, this will be something that everyone will cry for in the name of identity theft, protection from that. And in order to be able to maneuver throughout society, when the money implodes and our economy implodes, you'll be dying to be a part of this system if you don't have any trust in the Most High, because people just follow everybody else anyway. So trust me, this is not going to be something spooky or scary, because they're going to make sure they masquerade it as something that has to do with technology, because you already stand in line at 2 in the morning for the next brand new iPhone, even if you ain't paid your bills. Like Cat Williams said, you haven't paid your mortgage, you haven't paid your car note, and you in line for the iPhone 5. And as we can see, he's lost his mind too, because he's messing, Satan is trying to mess with him and sort these drugs. But nevertheless, check this out. I'm going to play this clip, Because you need to realize that everything everybody thought was going to happen in some tribulation with some antichrist is already happening right in front of your face. There are plans for our economy to drop below the world standard within 4 years' time. All of the jobs have been pushed out into other countries because of NAFTA. Thank you, Mr. Clinton. And even furthermore, we're seeing that if there are any other natural disasters to take place anytime soon, that many people will be left homeless, and that the whole American dream is a fallacy, and owning a home is not what it used to be. It used to be a source of wealth. That's not the case anymore, because we know now that all of your, and we've known this for a few years, all of your loans are being sold constantly behind your back to make money off of you. And that every leading major bank commits fraud on a daily basis. But you've been programmed and taught to trust in a system that is definitely put in place to control you, if not destroy you. I just thought the clip was interesting. I want you to hear this dude talking, Esau, because he's putting out some fact that most people wouldn't believe. So let's just see where he's coming from.
This finds you well. I was asked a question after I made a comment on a friend's channel. The name of the man is Toltec, is his handle. Good man, good family man. Much respect to you, Toltec. His video was about chemtrails and park. I'll put the link to the video, I guess the info thingy down there. I said, do not take the chip in the video, in my response comment. He then asked me if I would make a video explaining just how we're to avoid taking the chip. Okay, not taking the chip's going to be the easy part, just refuse to take the chip, unless you're in prison, crippled up in a hospital, or some old person that can't get around, defend themselves in a rest home. They're not going to go door to door forcing you to take the chip. In fact, I don't think there's any intent to force anyone to take the chip. It is mandatory, and it is in the health care bill. You don't believe me? Go up to your search bar up here and type in RFID in health care bill. It's in there. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. It's there. The problem isn't in not taking the chip. It's easy to simply refuse to take the chip. There are many people who will not be chipped. You will not be alone. Do not be afraid. The problem comes when the chip is fully implemented, you will no longer be able to get health care through the medical services if you're not chipped. You will not be able to buy and sell things once we live in a cashless society. You will not be able to work in a legitimate job because you will not be able to automatically withdraw withholding taxes and register your pay to your chip. Therein lies the dilemma. There are ways around this. I will not go into that because I do not want to give away the plans to defeat the chip. will not be implemented until 2014. We still have time to defeat this bill, to have it repealed. We still have time to vote out all those fools in Congress that thought they were going doing the right thing by enslaving us. We are not cattle to be marked and branded. We're human beings. No one, I repeat, no one or government has the right to place anything in your body you do not want there. Not only unconstitutional, it is inhuman. You want to get chipped, be my guest, you go right on ahead. Remember, they'll then control every aspect of your life, every single aspect of it. They decide you're not playing ball with them, you're not playing along with the rules that they establish, which are mostly going to be unconstitutional. They'll just simply shut your chip off, and you'll starve to death. Or die from lack of medical treatment. There's another problem with the chip. You've heard of nanite technology. If you haven't, look it up. Nanite technology. That could have something to do with the chemtrails and HARP as well. We could be breathing them in right now and not know it. We could put millions on a head of a pin. They could be finding their way to where they're programmed to find their way, into your brains and nervous systems. They won't do anything yet. They'll just sit there innate. They're waiting for the master chip to be switched on. Talking about your ultimate mind control. Don't take my word for anything. Do your own research on it. You'll find technology is quite more advanced than what you might believe. I believe that's all I have on this subject right now. Don't take the chip. Detach yourself from the system. Stop being dependent on the government or on society or on civilization, which is about to crumble. Best of luck to you all. Peace, love, and understanding. Have a good day.
Welcome back to the show. So there you have it. I just wanted to play that out there. You can call in with your questions or comments, 213-769-0910. Of course, the brother had some good information. He's coming from a very different perspective than we talk about here, but we do know that this is something that will be implemented. You just look at Revelations 13:16, and he calls it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Let's talk about this nanite technology, or nanorobotics, this molecular nanotechnology. It's the emerging technology field, creating machines or robots whose components are at or close to the scale of a nanometer. That's 10/9 of a meter. More specifically, nanorobotics refers to nanotechnology engineering discipline of designing and building nanorobots with devices ranging in size pretty much what they're talking about are nanorobotics, robots the size of dust. I'm trying to remember the name of the company. Hitachi is one of them. These nanorobotics can also be put into vaccinations and medicines. He's absolutely right when he says that this could be a part of the spraying of the metals that are in the air that's causing everybody to go crazy. Because once everything has been put in place and a certain switch is turned on, you think about the possibility of nanite technology and nanorobotics. The possibilities are endless of being able to control people, let alone being chipped, which I told you once again is in the Obama health care bill, let alone the fact that he made it clear that most jobs will convert to this, and if you want to be paid, pay your taxes, be able to buy food for your children and pay your mortgage, you'll have to convert over to a system that will be put in place. What I'm saying is pretty much they're going to make sure that you request it, you want it, and you ask for it. It's going to take those that have the guts, the balls to say no and to walk away from this because they can't force anybody to do anything. There won't be a lot of killing, but there probably will be some killing and destroying. But for the most part, I know we live in a lay-down society where everything, if it's presented as the latest technology that makes things easier, convenient, and puts you ahead of the pack, the Johnsons, and it's designer-friendly, most people are going to go for it. These are the same people who don't like the truth. And the reason they don't like the truth is because you have these people out here that call themselves truthers, who have been trained by Satan to do what he did in the garden, be able to tell at least 99% truth and that 1% lie because they're well-studied. And those that are well-studied, you need to watch because the well-studied people who are a problem have the ability, the satanic gifted given ability, to create confusion because the Most High made it clear that he's not the author of confusion. So when you hear someone that speaks and they talk and they're going in 10 different directions, and deflecting constantly the answer, the conversation, or the question, it's because their whole purpose and intent is to create confusion and create questions. They want to create questions in your head, create questions in your mind, in your spirit, and cause you to doubt what you believe in. So you have to get to a point where you're studied, you're well-versed, you know history, you know science, you know current events, but most of all, you know the Most High. You can't anymore just know how to act a fool, how to party, and how to get yours. Time is out for that. I told you at the inception of Straight No Chaser, we dealt with the hood. We dealt with hood rats. We dealt with hood gone wild, all that stuff. But now I'm hoping that if you need to go back into the archives and listen to that kind of stuff, then you check it out. But if you're going to play the fool and be the brunt of every other nation's joke, as spoken of in Psalms 83, then chances are you'll be a part of the 2/3 of Israel that will be destroyed and won't make it because you've chosen to live your life like a bucket, a hoopty, a car that will ride until the wheels fall off. I'm going to talk some more about this nanite technology. I want to hear from you if you want to call in and talk about this, if you have any questions, anything.
Inferior, you're nice, come and lie on top.
I'm Mish Baka. This is Vita Preacher. Welcome back to Straight No Chaser. We just got through hearing a very interesting clip on the chip, which is already here, being utilized in other countries. People are being microchipped. But pretty much the story was talking about the fact that you don't have to take it, but pretty much everybody's going to be begging and crying for it. And what they don't know about the chip is that it's going to further enhance nanite technology. You Google it. Nanorobotics. You Google it. You do your research on it, but I can sum it up for you. You start talking about nanorobotics, you're talking about little tiny machines that can go in your body and mess with your molecular structure, let alone destroy your DNA. So not only are they putting it inside you, it used to be external, where you had all the radiation, the scanners at the airports, TSA, all the terahertz and the microwave systems in your house, and the Wi-Fi that was destroying your DNA. These people are trying to alter you and tamper with you, because as it was in the days of Noah, we had wickedness, Satan, trying to corrupt mankind and corrupt his seed and destroy him. Once again, it's being done. We just got through talking about all of you who like to act a fool and get high. It ain't what it used to be. The alcohol you're drinking is manufactured. Nobody stopped to think that, yeah, wine is supposed to be healthy for you. But what if these grapes are GMO, NGE, and laced with all types of other genetics, and then pressed, then turned to wine? I'm seeing that everything everybody's taking to alter their existence is having a different effect on them in this day and hour, and that the come down is not really all that great because they're vaccinated and they're eating bad foods. And this nanite technology, which is being sprayed on you on a daily basis, you never even look up and pay attention to it. People are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. It is imperative that you wake up. And only an idiot or a fool will continue to ignore the information that is being put in your face. I will agree. Part of Israel will stay asleep until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. But there are those of you who know that in order to be strong, spirit and soul, you must be strong, body, mind, and soul in this warfare and how we're fighting. So you can't afford to be naive and gullible because you think it's cute or to be with everybody else. Your life is on the line. People are dropping dead, just walking to work, perfectly healthy. Why do you think that is? Satan comes to rob, kill, and destroy. We just read it. They don't tell you in the news. 15,000 people rush to the emergency room for smoking weed every year because it's weed that was manufactured and made by man, didn't come from the ground. And this is why they have so many cannabis clubs. That's what's being smoked. You can call in and tell me what you think about that clip. Some of you might want to know where you can find that clip. Let me tell you what that clip was, the name of that clip. This cat was talking about how you can avoid the chip. Give me 1 second. You can find it on YouTube. And it's called How to Avoid Being Chipped. Spread it around. You can find it on my Facebook page as well. By the way, we'll get into this holiday stuff. Right now, we got everybody jumping on board. And I'm glad. I salute you, brothers and sisters, for realizing that it's one of the biggest pagan holidays, hell of days there is out there. So we'll be getting more into that as time goes on. We'll talk about that. But right now, we're talking about this red pill, blue pill. What will you accept? And will you stand for truth and recognize that there's an assault on every front, every corner for your life, your well-being, and your sanity? And there is hardly no peace to be found. So you're going to need wisdom, which is why, yeah, come to the Shabbat classes. Go to some of these academies on the Sabbath and you hear these brothers teaching. And you need to come up with this knowledge because you need to have a foundation that strengthens you and that separates you and causes you to be Kodesh. Living in a crazy world, man. You got 8-year-old girls, 9-year-old girls getting hair weaves. What the hell for? We live in a crazy world, man, where all athletes who are successful are killing themselves, killing other people. A couple of brothers, I don't know, Hofstra University, starting four brothers that was there that was stealing money off the campus and got kicked out of college. You know, I don't even know if that was a setup. If they did that, I don't even know what my opinion is about that. But I see how the media blasted it in our face so they can humiliate us and make, once again, fun of us like we messed up a perfectly good opportunity to be brainwashed by their educational system. But at the end of the day, I have no opinion about that. What I do have an opinion about is our community coming into the knowledge and the truth of our existence and who we are so that we can begin to galvanize. I ain't talking about no peace rallies, no peace march, because the Messiah is coming back with a sword. And I'm the brother that'll sit up here on this radio station and tell you, in this hour we live in, go get you a shotgun, go get you a machete, stack some cash in your house, invest in some overseas money, and get you a passport. And that to turn the other cheek does not mean to turn the other cheek, but to be strong, body, mind, soul, and spirit. You got to fight every day you open the front door of your house and go out there. You got to fight in the spirit. There's demons out here, man, and people are opening up all kinds of portals by trying to be down with society that we don't need to be down with. You got to become an individual that does not go with the norm in order to be successful or to be just to exist, not coexist. To exist and fulfill your obligation and purpose. I'm not here to preach them old civil rights messages and all that stuff. I'm not with all that. I'm not with all that. I'm going to tell you the truth, that you're destroying yourself with what you're putting in your body, and that this Christian church don't mean you no good with its fake, false 501c3. They are designed to herd you right into a satanic government and make sure you comply. That you're complicit with every law that's handed down. It's set up for your destruction and to keep you blind from coming into the knowledge of the truth. And this is why that only one third of the minorities of Israel will make it through what's coming upon this society with all the natural disasters, the harp disasters, the implosion of the economy, and the waning health of a society, and the coming plagues coming upon the society. You can be successful. You can stand. You can make it. So if I don't have any questions, if I don't have any callers, I see we got people coming in and out the show. That's how we do what we do. It's all good. You can see I'm not as angry tonight, but I am. I'm. It's a righteous indignation I will have, but I'm not as angry tonight as I am at making sure that I emphasize what is really going on out there in the area of technology, warfare as it pertains to our health, and how our Hebrew history book called the Torah, the Tanakh, and information and words and knowledge, it's imperative now for you to seek it out every day and to open your spirit up to it. Stop being an ignorant ass nigga that says, I don't want to hear it. What it was is what it's going to always be. Later for that. And forget also ignorant. How about you bougie, over-intelligent, know-it-all, kiss the systems behind Negroes who want to achieve success in this particular realm? I have no problem with you having enough money to take care of your family and utilize it for the purposes of betterment of the kingdom. But I'm talking about you sellouts, you boles, you that will walk on your own people just to get ahead. Yeah, you too, because you have bought into a system that has created a whole nother reality, false history, and lies that they teach you. And they make sure that it's inculcated in your life through television programming, media, magazines, until they get you to become complicit. So our number is 213-769-0910. You can call in, press 1. If you got something you want to talk about as it pertains, we talked about nanotechnology tonight. We were talking about the GMOs and the GEs. We're talking about the healthcare system that is coming. Nanotechnology has a lot to do with the chip that is written into the Obama healthcare bill. We're talking about the fact that the taxes and what they're putting in your face about legislation in Congress. This is a farce. This is not real. This is not real. They're preparing us for the destruction of the dollar and the destruction of America. But we who are knowledgeable and awake and alive, we know that we're preparing ourselves spiritually for a greater that's to come. Many are going to be affected by this. Many. And it's pretty much the people that are caught up into the reality TV shows, that are caught up into the party and being at every first Friday, going celebrating every holiday, still trying to keep all the gear, still trying to have the best this, best that. Man, you believe this lie, you believe this dream. It is over. Now, I know we have a bunch of idiots that believe December 21st is the end of the Mayan calendar, it's the end of the world. Well, it's going to be the end of the world for a lot of people, yes. But I got news for you, the world will never end. It's going to transform, it's going to change hands. It's about to change hands. That's what it's about to do. And so those who are going to succeed are those who are willing to rebel. I'll be right back after this, and we'll take some calls right after this. First caller, 201-819. Tell us your name. What's your question or your comment?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight? This is Kirk Reyes. I'm calling in from Rutgers University. How you guys doing tonight?
Well, great. What's on your mind, Kirk?
I'm actually a sociology major here at Rutgers University. I'm really into the socialist change and movement aspect of our world today. And, I actually have a quick story, if that's okay with you.
Actually, we don't have that kind of time. What's the story have to do with?
It has to do with me spreading my butt cheeks and taking a shit on your mother's face.
Okay, so we got people out there at the college who don't have anything better to do. So, you know, maybe you can get a life. You can call back in some other time. So we got demons out there, and we don't play with them, but we know we got idiots out there that's going to call in and act a fool, so it's all good. Let's take our next caller, which is 551-265. What's your name?
Hello? Where
you're from. Yeah.
Hey, this is Cristiano Ronaldo. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. Thanks for calling. 2567. What's your name? Where you calling from? Okay, so welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. Esau and his descendants and his idiots are alive and well, and I'm glad you're listening. Have fun. We prepare to get ready to close out. It takes wisdom for us to be able to survive in this time. Last week, we got a chance to read something out of Torah, out of Proverbs, by Solomon. So let me calm these naysayers with this. As we get ready to close out, I'm going to read this to you. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of the Most High and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Most High and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Most High with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Most High, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Most High loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious, this is wisdom, which is the Ruach HaKadosh. She is more precious than rubies in all things thou canst desire. They cannot be compared unto her. The length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Most High by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from their eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Most High shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them who it is due. And when it is in your power of thine hand to do it, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again tomorrow. Then I'll give you something when thou hast it to do at that time. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the forward is abomination to the Most High, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse the Most High is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of all fools. We had a few fools put to shame tonight. Truth. Gird up your loins with truth. Come out of her, my people. So we ain't got that kind of time like we thought we did. I'm V the Preacher. This is Straight No Chaser. I'm glad you tuned in tonight. And I'm going to tell you, as I've always said here, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey, not a destination. So take up your anchor. Keep it moving. Got mad love for you. Shalom. Shalom. Yeah, make me wanna holler the way they do my life. Oh,
Everybody thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us sweet. Where I am, oh, mother, mother. Woo.